KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. And joining me here in the studios from Huron Community Bank is David McMahon. How are you, David?
Very good. Thank you.
Glad to have you on the program today. Now, what do you do at Huron Community Bank?
I'm the Executive Vice President in charge of operations that handles the facilities of the bank as well as the IT area.
Oh, okay. Now, how long have you been there?
I've been there since the end of 98.
Wow. Yeah. So you've seen it grow, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And I would imagine, you're in charge of IT, so you've probably seen that become a big part of banking.
Absolutely.
Too, haven't you?
It changes. It happens so quickly.
Yeah, and that's the subject we're going to talk about this morning, as
that's
a matter
right.
of fact,
yes.
Because October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Today we live in a society of smartphones and tablets and computers. We get our news online. We make purchases online. We communicate with family and friends. And this kind of opens up an issue for cyber criminals. And they can often take advantage of that and steal identities through it. I'm not sure if you're aware, but actually last year they found from some reports that over 40 million Americans had been victims of identity
wow.
theft.
That's an alarmingly large number, isn't it?
It is. It's, you think about it, that it can happen to anyone.
Yeah, it could. Now, what about with Huron Community Bank? I'm sure there's a majority of, your clients that bank online. So I would imagine this is a very big issue for you guys.
Actually, we're pleased that we do have quite a few people that
yeah.
bank online, and that's really great for them and for us. And throughout the month of October, as you had mentioned, what we're going to do is we're going to make it Cybersecurity Awareness Month. We're partnering with the Independent Community Bankers of America, the ICBA, Huron Community Bank, and over 6,000 community banks across the nation are involved in this. And through the month of October, we're going to have the information available on our website at bankhcb.com. And hopefully customers will get some information from it.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those things. What are some of the things that Huron Community Bank does to try and assure? I know, you hear all the commercials, nothing's 100%, but I'm sure there's a lot of steps you guys take to make it secure for your bankers.
Well, absolutely. We for our internet banking customers, we have a secured website that they go to do their banking. And it's important that they know that it is secured, and they need to make sure that it's our website and other websites that they go to and they give information on is secured. And they can identify that on the web address through HTTPS or in the modern browsers have the little lock that appears up in the top of the address bar.
All right. Yeah, it really is, the consumer himself or herself that really needs to be aware of what's happening. I know you guys can provide some safeguards, but they're the ones that have the account numbers. They're the ones that are using those, and it really does come down to them. And this is a great way for them to learn what they need to do to be safe online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We also recommend that, obviously, they change their passwords frequently and make them complex for passwords, not something that's too simple to break through.
I know that's a big one, especially the part about keeping the same ones, because I know a lot of people keep the same ones because they're easy to remember then, and you don't want to have to try and re-memorize things, and that's a pitfall. Yeah, you're right.
When you're using wireless, whether it be at home or at your business, it's important that you make sure that it's also a secured network, so that the wireless network should also be password protected.
Yeah, indeed. I know a lot of people don't do that either. But these are all simple things that people can do that they just don't really think about day-to-day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, what else do you have?
Well, obviously, as we used to always promote when you were using an ATM, make sure no one's watching you.
Yeah.
Looking up. We call it shoulder surfing, is what we call it. Well, today in the mobile society, when you're using your smartphone or your tablet, make sure no one's watching what you're doing. Because they can easily get information from you from that.
Yeah, I know we think of the high-tech approach to security, but it's something as easy as making sure nobody can see what you're doing.
That's
right.
Yeah, it happens. Also, if you are involved in social networking, make sure that your privacy settings are set high enough on that. That's a big thing where criminals can find out a lot of information about you just from your Facebook page.
Exactly. And, a lot of these things you're bringing up aren't just on, the banking and financial side of things. It's your whole life that's out there sometimes, if you're really into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You always heard the story about people who had announced they're going on vacation for 2 weeks on their Facebook page. Well, you're opening the door for criminals,
Exactly. All right. So how else can we stay secure?
Well, you know, the standard things, and this is kind of old school, you know, watch out for the fake calls that come through, the fake emails that come through. Really, if you get an email and you just have any doubt at all, just get rid of it. You know, there's no sense in messing with that. If anyone, for example, even our bank, if someone sends an email from our bank, call the bank, you know, verify what's being said to you in the email, and especially don't click on any links and emails or things like that. That's just always open for problems. So.
Yeah, I know. We hear that from people all the time. Well, I just clicked it because it looked innocent enough.
That's right. Yeah, you can't be too careful on that.
Boy, that's for sure.
And of course, the obvious thing is beware of the get-rich-quick schemes. You know, unfortunately, in the banking industry, we see that on occasion. You know, people come in and I got this email or I got this check in the mail or something. They got to watch out for it.
Watch out for that prince over there in Africa, right?
That's
or whatever
right.
that one is. That's the old one there. But basic tips right there. And as you mentioned, you guys will help out because you know what? You want your bank to be a safe place, but you want all of those clients that you have to be safe also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So now again, how do they learn more, David?
Well, again, through the month of October, we're going to be promoting this as Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And customers or anyone can come to our website at bank8cb.com to get more information about these tips that we've discussed.
Exactly. How many branches are there for Huron Community Bank?
We have six
now?
Offices available in Northeast Michigan
all
right now.
So drop in any one of those also, but visit online too.
Absolutely.
Very good. David McMahon, the Executive Vice President of Operations and IT. And that's what we were talking about this morning. You know, if you are online a lot, make sure you're doing it safely, but check in with Huron Community Bank. They can make sure you do that. And David, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Hopefully we get the chance to talk again.
Thank you very much.